Hey everyone, welcome back to Scrubs and Giggles. I'm your host, Javier Cruz, and today we're diving into the wild world of our very first patient interactions. Spoiler alert, it's not always a smooth ride.
I can't wait to hear these stories. I remember my first patient interaction. It was like a scene from a comedy movie. I mean, who knew that a simple question could lead to such chaos?
Oh, I'm already cringing. I swear, my first patient thought I was auditioning for a role in a soap opera with how flustered I got.
Right? And you know what? We want to hear from our listeners, too. If you've had a hilarious or cringeworthy first patient moment, send it our way. We'll read it on the show and share in the laughter.
And trust me, we need all the laughs we can get to survive med school.
Exactly. So, let's kick things off with our first story. I can't wait to see what kind of mischief our fellow med students have been up to.
All right, folks, let's dive into our first story of the day. This one comes from a listener named Sarah, and it's about her very first patient interaction. I'm calling it the badge for bathroom incident. So here goes. Sarah writes, I was so nervous for my first day in the clinic. I had my badge on, but I was so focused on not tripping over my own feet that I didn't realize my badge was hanging by a thread. As I entered the patient room, I heard a loud rip and felt a breeze. I turned to see my badge flying through the air, landing right in the lap of my patient. I swear, I could feel my face turning 50 shades of red.
Oh my gosh, that's classic. I can just picture it, like a scene from a sitcom. Did the patient laugh?
She did. Sarah continued. The patient looked at me, chuckled, and said, "Well, at least I know you're not a ghost." I couldn't help but laugh too. It broke the ice and we ended up having a great conversation.
That's amazing. You know, it's moments like that which remind us that we're all human, even in the medical field. I mean, who hasn't had a wardrobe malfunction?
Exactly. And it's a good reminder to not take ourselves too seriously. I mean, if you can't laugh at yourself, what's the point?
Right? I swear this actually happened to me once. I was trying to impress a patient with my professionalism, and I ended up spilling coffee all over my scrubs. The patient just looked at me and said, "Well, at least you're caffeinated."
See, we're all in this together. All right, let's keep the laughter rolling. What do you think, Javier? Ready for the next story?
Absolutely. But first, can we take a moment to appreciate how these stories make us feel a little less alone in this chaotic journey?
Definitely. And remember, listeners, if you have a funny story to share, send it our way. We want to hear your hilarious mishaps too.
All right, everyone, now it's my turn to share a story. This one is about my chaotic introduction to pediatrics, and I'm calling it, Is the Baby Judging Me? So here we go. So, picture this. I walk into the pediatric ward for the very first time, and I'm trying to channel all my confidence. I mean, how hard could it be, right? I'm a med student. I've studied all the textbooks. But then I see the tiniest little patient staring at me with these big, judging eyes. I swear, it felt like this baby was critiquing my entire existence.
Oh no, that sounds terrifying. Babies have a way of making you feel like you're under a spotlight, don't they?
Exactly. So, I'm trying to introduce myself and I'm like, "Hi there, I'm Lily and I'm going to be your student doctor today." But instead of a smile, this baby just glares at me. I mean, come on, I'm not that scary, am I?
Well, you know what they say, Lily, never trust a baby. They have a sixth sense for detecting fear.
Right? So, I'm trying to check the baby's reflexes, and I accidentally tickle their foot. The baby lets out this loud squeal, and I jump back like I just got electrocuted. The nurse next to me bursts out laughing, and I'm standing there like, "I swear, I didn't mean to."
That's hilarious. You know, I think every med student has had that moment where they feel like they're about to be judged by a tiny human.
Totally, and then, as I'm trying to regain my composure, I notice the baby's mom just watching me with this amused expression. I'm thinking, great, now I'm being critiqued by the mom too.
Oh no, it's like a double whammy.
Exactly. But then, the baby suddenly smiles at me and I'm like, phew, maybe I'm not so bad after all. But then the baby immediately starts crying. I think I broke them.
Oh no, that's it, I'm dropping out. Just kidding, but seriously, it's moments like these that make med school so memorable.
Right, and in the end, I learned that babies are just as unpredictable as the rest of us. But I still can't shake the feeling that that little one was judging me the whole time.
Well, at least you survived. And hey, if you can handle a judging baby, you can handle anything. Ready for the next story, Lily?
All right, everyone, we're halfway through the show, and I have to say, these stories have been absolutely hilarious. I mean, who knew med school could be so entertaining?
Right? I'm still chuckling over the badge for bathroom incident. Honestly, it's moments like these that remind us we're all in this together.
And don't forget about my baby judging me. I think I'm still recovering from that one.
Exactly. So if you're enjoying the laughs, don't forget to subscribe to Scrubs and Giggles. We want to keep bringing you these funny stories, and we need your help.
Yes, and please send us your own hilarious med school mishaps. We love hearing from you, and your stories might just be featured in an upcoming episode.
And remember, laughter is the best medicine, especially when you're knee-deep in textbooks and clinical rotations.
So what's coming up next, Grace?
Next up, we have Javier's unforgettable first experience with a surgical patient. I can't wait to hear this one.
I'm already on the edge of my seat. Let's keep the laughter rolling.
All right, folks. Now it's time for my unforgettable first experience in med school, and I'm calling this one the stethoscope tango with a surgical patient. So here's how it went down. I was shadowing a surgeon for the first time, and I was so excited. I mean, this was my chance to see real surgery in action. But of course, I was also a bundle of nerves. So I'm standing there trying to look professional when the surgeon asks me to check the patient's vitals. Easy, right?
Oh no, I can already see where this is going.
Right? So I reach for my stethoscope, but in my excitement, I accidentally knock it off the table. It goes flying across the room and lands right on the patient's chest. I swear I thought I was going to die of embarrassment.
Oh no, what did the patient do?
The patient just looked at me with this confused expression like, "Is this part of the procedure?" I quickly picked it up and said, "I swear this actually happened." But then, to make matters worse, I fumbled with the stethoscope and ended up getting it tangled in my hair.
No way! You had a stethoscope in your hair? That's a new look.
I know, right? I look like a walking medical disaster. The surgeon couldn't help but laugh, and the patient was cracking up too. I was mortified, but at the same time, I realized that laughter is the best way to break the tension.
That's so true. It's moments like these that remind us we're all human, even in the most serious situations.
Exactly. So I finally got the stethoscope untangled, and I managed to check the patient's vitals without any further incidents. But I'll never forget that day. The stethoscope tango will live on in infamy. I love it. You turned a potential disaster into a funny story. And hey, if you can survive that, you can survive anything in med school.
Absolutely. All right, let's keep the laughter going. What's next on the agenda?
All right, folks. Now it's time for a listener story that I think you're going to love. This one comes from a med student named Emily, and it's titled "The Abdominal Pain That Was Actually Pregnancy." So let's dive in. Emily writes, "During my clinical rotation in the ER, I was assigned to a patient who came in with severe abdominal pain. I was nervous but excited to take the lead on this case. I mean, how hard could it be? Just some routine questions, right?"
Oh no, I can already sense the chaos brewing.
Exactly. So I start my questioning, and the patient is a young woman in her early 20s. I ask her all the usual questions, pain scale, history, and so on. But as I'm talking to her, I notice she seems a bit off. I mean, she's looking at me like I'm speaking a different language.
Uh-oh, that's never a good sign.
Right? So I ask her if there's any chance she could be pregnant. She looks at me wide-eyed and says, "Well, I did take a test last week, but it was negative." I'm thinking, okay, maybe we're in the clear. But then I ask her to describe the pain, and she says, "It feels like someone is squeezing my insides."
Oh no, that's a classic sign.
Exactly. So I'm trying to remain calm, but inside I'm freaking out. I decide to do a quick physical exam, and as I'm palpating her abdomen, she suddenly gasps and says, "Wait, I think I might actually be pregnant."
Oh wow, talk about a plot twist.
Right? So I'm like, "What do you mean you think? Did you take another test?" And she says, "Well, I didn't want to believe it after the last one." I swear I was trying not to laugh and cry at the same time.
That's hilarious.
So we ended up doing a quick ultrasound, and lo and behold, there was a little bean in there. Turns out she was about 8 weeks along.
Wow, what a roller coaster.
I know, right? So I learned a valuable lesson that day. Always ask about the possibility of pregnancy, no matter how unlikely it seems.
That's a great takeaway. And also, how relatable. We've all had those moments where we think we know what's going on, only to be completely blindsided.
Exactly. Thanks for sharing that, Emily. It's stories like these that remind us to keep our sense of humor in the chaos of med school. All right, everyone, it's time for our rapid-fire round. We've got some hilarious one-liners submitted by our listeners that are sure to make you laugh. Let's dive right in.
I'm ready. What's the first one?
Okay, here's the first submission. I walked into the wrong patient room and started talking about their chart. Turns out I was in the room of a very confused grandma who just wanted to know where her knitting needles were.
Oh no, that's classic. I can just picture the grandma's face.
Right? And she probably thought, who is this kid and why is he talking about my medical history?
I love it. What's next?
Next up, I called a patient sir when she was clearly a ma'am, I swear. I thought I was going to get kicked out of the clinic.
Yikes, that's a tough one, but honestly, we've all been there.
Absolutely. It's like a rite of passage in med school.
And here's the last one. I mixed up two charts and ended up telling a patient they had a rare disease when all they had was a cold. They looked at me like I was the worst doctor ever.
Oh no, that's a major panic moment.
I can't believe it. But hey, at least they didn't actually have the rare disease.
Exactly, and it's all part of the learning experience. Thanks to everyone who sent in their one-liners. Keep them coming. Wow, what an episode we've had today. From Grace's badge for bathroom incident to Lily's baby judgment saga, and of course, my stethoscope tango. I think we've covered it all.
Absolutely. It's been a roller coaster of laughs and relatable moments. I love how these stories remind us that we're all in this together, navigating the chaos of med school.
And let's not forget Emily's story about the abdominal pain that turned out to be pregnancy. It's a great reminder to always keep an open mind.
Exactly. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this hilarious journey. Remember, if you have your own funny stories or mishaps, send them our way. We want to hear from you.
And don't forget to subscribe to Scrubs and Giggles. We have more laughs and stories coming your way in future episodes.
Next week, we'll be diving into some of the most outrageous hospital hijinks. You won't want to miss it.
So, until next time, keep laughing through the chaos. Remember, med school may be tough, but laughter is the best medicine.
And as always, if a med school doesn't break you, the stories will.
Did I say that out loud? Oops. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, everyone.